إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، أيها الإخوة في الله، فإني أشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى وأحمده على ما من به علينا من هذا اللقاء الطيب المبارك مع إخوة لنا نحبهم في الله، جمعنا بهم أو جمعتنا بهم آسرة العقيدة، أخوة الإيمان. First of all, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us together with our noble brothers whom we love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us such, is brotherhood that we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve and to act in according to each principles. وها نحن نجتمع في بيت من بيوت الله في مجلس هو من أحب المجالس إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى، في أحب البقاع إلى الله، في بيت من بيوت الله، نتدارس أمور ديننا. فأسأل الله لي ولكم التوفيق والثبات على الدين والعلم النافع والعمل الصالح. Once again, I want you, my dear brothers in Islam, to remember where we are. We're in the house of Allah. And what gathering is this? This is the best gathering we can be in, because we're here to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn that which will enable us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on basira. Many are the virtues of being in the house of Allah, studying the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as you know, those ahadith, they contain many virtues and many merits and many benefits for those who gather in the house of Allah. We ask Allah to make us from those who will benefit whenever they gather in the house of Allah, studying the deen of Allah. We all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a great purpose, to worship Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما قال تعالى وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinn and the human being except to worship me. قال ابن عباس وغير واحد من الصحابة ومن علماء الأمة ليعبدون أي ليوحدون. That to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through التوحيد. وذكر الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام الإمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله في القواعد الأربع أن العبادة لا تسمى عبادة إلا مع التوحيد، كما أن الصلاة لا تسمى صلاة إلا مع الطهارة. Our great شيخ الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى has mentioned that any act of worship, it is not considered a sound and beneficial for a person without tawheed. Likewise, the salat is not considered beneficial for the person who performed it if that person performed the prayer without tahara, without purification. فَدِينُنَا هُوَ الْإِسْلَامِ So our religion is Islam. وَهُوَ دِينُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى And this is the religion and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اِخْتَارَ لَهُ خَاتَمَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib صلى الله عليه وسلم وَأَنْزَلَ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ الْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ فِي هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ وَشِفَاءِ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وأمره بتبليغ هذا الكتاب فبلغ صلى الله عليه وسلم الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده عليه صلوات الله وسلامه And keep in mind now that this deen is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has chosen our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to convey this message of Islam. He revealed to him a book, Al-Quran Al-Azim. Command him to convey the message to all mankind. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam indeed has conveyed the message, has taught the people, and has left us on the clear path that its night resembled its days. And we were commanded by the text of the Quran and the Sunnah to hold on firm to that which Allah has revealed. قال الله تعالى واتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء Follow that which he was revealed to you from your Lord and do not follow anything else. فدين الله يؤخذ من كتاب الله ومن سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على فهم السلف الصالح لا يؤخذ من المنامات ولا من العادات ولا من التقاليد. So the deen of Allah is taken from the book of Allah, from the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, with the understanding of As-Salafu As-Salih, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and At-Tabi'un, and those who follow them from the A'imma of the Deen. The Deen of Allah, as our noble Shaykh, Al-Doktor Al-Allama Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala stated, is not taken from dreams. The Deen of Allah is not taken from customs and traditions of the people. Rather, the Deen of Allah is taken from its proper sources once again, Al-Qur'an, the book of Allah, the sunnah, the sahiha, the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but with the understanding of the best of this ummah after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions ridwanullahi alayhim. There is no way for us to apply the deen of Allah, to apply the commands of Allah without learning that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to act upon. It's very important. That's why today or tonight here at Masjid Muqbil, I choose to share with you some advices. Some advices to those who are seeking knowledge, and we all should be seeking knowledge. It's not an option in this one. We have to seek knowledge of the deen of Allah, especially for those matters that is obligatory upon us to know. As Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, that when it comes to seeking knowledge, there is a portion of it that is obligatory upon every individual. What is that? That which every person should know of the deen, that make your religion, your aqidah sound, and your ibadah correct, and your minhaj upright, and your akhlaq in accordance with that which of the Quran and the Sunnah. So I choose tonight to read some of the nasa'ih, golden advices, precious advices, of one of the great imams of our time, Rahimahullah al-Imam Abi Abd al-Rahman Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i Rahimahullahu ta'ala. This is a great imam, ya akhwan, we need to know about him. Shaykh Muqbil Rahimahullah is a great imam that we miss him very much. We need to know his da'wah, what he went through, and that which he has established throughout the years, and that his da'wah, one man, but alhamdulillah, with ikhlas, with taqwa, with jid, zeal, himmah, with all of this, hard work, da'wah is not going to spread just by just like that. No, it's going to spread through work, hard work for Allah, with ikhlas, for the sake of Allah. That's how the da'wah is going to be spread. Allah does not accept anything that is purely performed purely for Allah and sincerely for Allah. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أنا أغنى الشركاء يعني الشرك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept any action that is shirk in it. So it's very important for us to remember this. Allah يرفع أقواما بالإخلاص. نعم بالعلم لكن بالإخلاص كذلك. Some people, there is barakah in their da'wah. There is barakah in what they say in their classes. Why? Because they have ikhlas. They're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not doing it to be seen amongst people. They're not doing it for positions. They're not doing it for other things. They're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Following in this, the minhaj of the prophets and the messengers alayhim as-salatu wa salam. قال الشيخ هذه أنصح إخواني في الله طلبة العلم بأمور مختصرة لا يسع المقام لبسطها إذا ألفت المؤلفات في فضل العلم وأهله. The Sheikh is said, there are some advices. Once again, this is our noble Sheikh Abi Abd al-Rahman Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i rahimahullah, who was in Yemen, in Dammaj. He is the one who started Dammaj al-Khair. Aynaham, Sheikh Muqbil rahimahullah. He says, I advise my brothers, the students of knowledge, those who are seeking the deen, seeking to learn the deen of Allah, with certain points. And the Sheikh, he says, he's going to summarize them. The details, he says, are found in many books and volumes that the people of knowledge, they highlight those details. Awalan al-ikhlas. The first advice the Shaykh he gave, and not just him, when you read the advice of Shaykh Ibn Baz, Shaykh Al-Haythaymin, Al-Albani, Shaykh Rabi', Shaykh Ubaid, many of them, Shaykh Salih Al-Suhaymi, the ulama mentioned. These are only in examples. We're not limiting them for these numbers, these names we mentioned. Our noble scholars, they always mention ikhlas. Gotta have sincerity. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين سورة البينة. And they were not commanded except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the religion purely and sincerely for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وفي الصحيحين عن ابن عمر رضي الله عن عمر رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى الحديث. Also in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. And the hadith is in the four hadith of Imam al-Nawawi. The first hadith on the authority of Umar radiallahu anhu, who says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, actions are judged according to intentions behind them. And everyone will get the reward according to their intention, not according to how much time they put in there or the crowd that was around. La, according to the intentions. May Allah make our actions and statements purely for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ مقبل رحمه الله إذن فلا يطلب العلم للشهادة ولا لآراب أخرى من الدنيا. Sheikh مقبل, he says, a person doesn't go and learn to get a degree and to get a diploma, to get a piece of paper. This is not the purpose, this is not the intention. He says, and a person, a student of knowledge, does not go seek knowledge for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for some positions and dunya. No, he do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-amru al-thani al-sabru ala tahsil al-ilm wa mudhakaratihi wa ri'ayatihi wa siyanatihi wa tablighihi. The second advice, our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah mentioned, he says, patience. With ikhlas, now you have to have patience while seeking knowledge. And you have to have patience reviewing what you learn. Learning is easy. You come in here and sit down and you finish a chapter. But now, look, that's why the Shaykh says, and you have to have patience doing that. And you have to have patience reviewing what you have learned. And you have to have patience making sure that you retain. Like a container, man. If you have holes in a container, you put in water over there, it's not going to stay. Now you have to retain that knowledge. It's easy to memorize something, but if you don't retain it, then it's gone. It's going to be gone. It's going to be forgotten. And also you convey the knowledge. You learn something, you have to convey it. قال سبحانه وتعالى وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. And we made of them أئِمَّة. They guide the people. to by our command when they were patient. People, they give up. If you have no patience, you give up easy, and that's what makes the difference. Certain people, they give up easy. Other people, yes, it's hard on them, but they like, look, I'm gonna stick around, man. I'm gonna stick around. No, this is good for me. This is the deen of Allah. I'm gonna stick around like other before me, they stick around. That's make the difference. As for quitting, it's easy. You just have to throw the apron and go. No, but say, look, man, I'm gonna keep it on. I'm gonna give it a try. Yes, I mess it up today. I'm gonna do it again. I couldn't understand it today. Inshallah, I'm gonna make dua. I'm gonna get up for tahajjud and ask Allah in sujood to make it easy for me to understand that chapter of aqidah and of fiqh and the light. And you will see the difference. Don't quit. قال يحيى بن أبي كثير لولده لا يستطاع العلم براحة الجسم. يحيى بن أبي كثير, one of the Salaf, because we follow the way of the Salaf. It's not just by affiliation, just by word of mouth. Now we have to adhere to what they say, because they speak with hikmah, and they are our Salaf. يحيى بن أبي كثير said to his son, you're not going to achieve knowledge by your, you know, resting. Can't. These two doesn't go together. You want to rest and you want to have it easy, and then at the same time you want to have knowledge. It doesn't work like that. You have to work hard. وقال عبد الله بن عمر قل لطالب العلم يتخذ نعلين من حديد. Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه, he says, say to the students of knowledge, if he really wants to excel and make a progress, let him take two shoes of steel. You need them. The road is long. This is not like just a walk around the block. Now, this is a long journey. When a seek knowledge is a long journey. And when that journey ends, when you die. That's it. You can't just say, look, I got it all. Unless those Sufis who they say, man, they study 6 years and they become Mawlana. That's it. They learned everything. Allah ihdihim. We ask Allah to guide them to the path. But when you come to seek knowledge the right way, you be on the path, and that path doesn't end until you end, your life end. Number three from this golden advices of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Al-Imam Abi Abd al-Rahman Muqbil ibn Hadi Al-Wadi'i Rahimahullah, Taqwa Allah, Ya Ibad Allah, Taqwa Allah. فإن من اتقى الله وقاه ويسر له أمور دينه ودنياه. يا عباد الله, فإن من اتقى الله وقاه ويسر له أمور دينه ودنياه. The ulama, he says, anyone who fulfilled the taqwa of Allah, Allah protects such a person. As it occurs in the hadith, in the Bukhari hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ said to Ibn Abbas, احفظ الله يحفظك. Preserve the deen of Allah by acting upon it. Allah will preserve you and protect you. And whoever have the taqwa of Allah, Allah make easy for them the affairs of their dunya and the akhirah. It's in the hands of Allah. والتقوى هي فعل الأوامر واجتناب النواهي على الوجه الذي جاءت به شريعة الله سبحانه وتعالى. Taqwa, as they translate, fear Allah. No, it's not, that's not what it is. Fear Allah, that's it. No, that's a part of the meaning of it. Taqwa, as Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala stated, he says from the many definitions of taqwa is to act upon the commands of Allah and to stay away from his prohibitions as legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, there is other tafasir and definitions of a taqwa. Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned ayah in Surah Al-Anfal. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا. Oh, you believe, if you fear Allah, if you act upon His commands to the best of your abilities, and you stay away from the prohibitions, if you are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing that which you were commanded and staying away from that which He has made prohibited for you, Allah will make a furqan for you. الله قال سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الحديد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته ويجعل لكم نورا تمشون به ويغفر لكم. Oh you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and believe in His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. He will give you two portions from His mercy. And he will make for you a light, nur, that you will walk upon, this nur you walk upon, and he will forgive you. يقول الشيخ ابن سعدي رحمه الله تعالى نورا تمشون به أي علما وبصيرة تهتدون به في الظلمات ظلمات الجهل. الشيخ ابن سعدي رحمه الله تعالى in his tafsir he says this light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised for those who fear him, those who are obedient to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, by acting upon the commands and staying away from the prohibitions. This nur, this light is knowledge. Knowledge that they will distinguish through that knowledge between the path of darkness from the light. And they will get out of the darknesses of ignorance and the like. وقال سبحانه وتعالى في سورة البقرة واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله. Have taqwa of Allah, Allah will teach you. Okay. الأمر الرابع الاستمرار والمداومة على طلبة العلم. The fourth advice that our noble Sheikh, Sheikh محمد الشيخ أبي عبد الرحمن مقبل بن هادي الوادعي رحمه الله تعالى has given to the students of knowledge. And because we Salafis, يا أخوان, Salafiyya is knowledge base. Those who claim to the way of the Salaf, they're supposed to have more knowledge than anybody else. In Quran, in Arabic, in Fiqh, in Hadith, in Akhlaq. Salafiyya is not just affiliation. We don't just affiliate ourselves with a masjid that is a Salafi and we're Salafi for a while. What is the thamarat? What is the fruits? What is the fruits? Knowledge. Naam. This is the main things about Salafiyya. That we seek this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the Shaykh he says, once you start learning, he says you have to continue on that path. To continue. قال وكان وقد كان أحب العمل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أدومه. From the all the actions that are of worship that are most beloved to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, those who are continuous. Not like you do it now for a minute and you give it up and put it away, put a hold on it. There's no layaway when you come to the Deen of Allah, man. You can't put that on a layaway where I come back in 2 months. Death is certain. Tomorrow is not. Naam, death is certain. Tomorrow is not. That's why the Shaykh is giving this golden advice. You're seeking knowledge, continue. That's why he says patience. Be patient and continue. Don't seek knowledge whenever you want and give up whenever you want. The Shaykh says, subhanAllah, sometimes you find the students of knowledge very smart. Dhaki jiddan, he says. Very smart. Good memory. They listen to it and it sticks with them. And then they just like that, they're gone. They're not attending classes, they're not learning. They were learning Quran, they just stopped. They were in the classes, they just stopped. They were listening to the Quran, the hadith and classes, now they're listening to something else. He says some students, they're very smart. Allah gave them intellect, gave them good memory, and they give up. They bored. SubhanAllah, you are bored of the deen of Allah. They just get bored. قال هذا لا يفلح. This person won't be successful. Even though they may think, man, I got enough. They won't be successful. Success is with continuity. You gotta be continuous. You gotta keep doing it. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu يقول لقد كنت امرؤا مسكينا ألزم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على ملء بطني فصار أبو هريرة حافظ الصحابة. Abu Huraira, he was one of the most of the Sahaba who memorized many a hadith. He's from the seven ones who memorized and narrates the most hadith. Even though he spent a short period, he says like some 3 and 3.5 years with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with that, he was considered from all of the companions that have memorized and narrated the most hadith. Why? He said that himself. He stick to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Always with him. He didn't worry about business or trade. He says, all what his concern was, is to give something to eat. That's it. And whatever the rest of the time, he's with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وهذا سفيان بن عيينة لازم عمرو بن دينار نحو 20 سنة فصار أثبت الناس فيه. Another example, سفيان بن عيينة, the great imam, he studied under عمرو بن دينار, not just whenever he want, he was with him in every single class. 20 years, يا عباد الله, not 2 months or 2 weeks, 20 years. ومحمد بن جعفر غندر لازم شعبة 20 سنة. سبحان الله. Another example, محمد بن جعفر, he studied under شعبة for 20 years. So you have to continue. It doesn't just work like that. We read to you from the Salaf. عبد الله بن نافع جالس الإمام مالك 35 سنة. عبد الله بن نافع, he studied under Imam Malik for 35 years. Are we going to learn the deen just from one class or two and we think we got it? No, man. You got to stick to the deen of Allah. قال الشافعي حفظت القرآن وأنا ابن 7 سنين وحفظت الموطأ وأنا ابن 10 سنين. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he says he memorized the Quran when he was 7. He completed the Quran when he was 7 years. And he memorized Al-Muwatta' from Malik when he was 10 years. I want to share with you good news, actually. I used to read these things, like this Imam and this Imam, he memorized the Quran when he was 8 and 7. But alhamdulillah, ikhwan, it's a reality. In Masjid Tawheed in Stone Mountain, Georgia, we have a tahfid program. The Imam Hafidhullah Khalif Abdul Samad, Jazakallah Khairan, he has some very nice and serious programs of Quran. From them is, he has like different programs. He teach Quran all day and every day, Jazakallah Khairan. And may Allah increase him, ameen. And one of the programs is that he has intensive program. For some, he has only like 20 kids. And from the age like 5 or 6 until like 12, 13, that's it. And that's from Monday to Thursday, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. 4 hours a day. And we have a brother, Somali little kid, 7 years old. He finished Quran 2 days ago. 7 years ago. 7 years old. 2 years ago, he finished Quran. Last year, actually, we have a young boy, 9 years old, African American. His father and mother, they don't know much, not even Arabic. He's a boy. He's not an Arab. He isn't born in Egypt, or you say, oh man, his parents. No. And he memorized the Quran. He finished it. He finished it 3 times now. Because the Imam, what he do when somebody finishes the Quran, he stays and do it again, memorize it again and again and again until you got it. And there's so many, Akhwan, 6 years old, no teeth, 7 years old, no teeth, they have 25 juz, 20 juz. You see them playing outside, chasing butterflies. Allah, ya akhi, ajab al-ujab. And they lead the salat in Tarawih. Ay na'am, 12 years old, 11. This is the tamarat, these are the fruits. Now somebody been in a da'wah for so many years, so what have we achieved? What have we accomplished? What have we accomplished? And we're going to continue to be an easy prey for the shaitan. Whenever somebody that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send him as a fitna for us and said, oh, guess what? We say, what? He say, guess what? We say, taqillah. This da'wah is not about narrating stories, man. It's about knowledge. You want to help the people, come and teach something if you have something. As for talking, everybody can talk. Narrating stories and spreading rumors, everybody can do that. Everybody can make a mess, but who's going to clean it? Huh? It's easy to make a mess. أي نعم إخوان. قال جرير: جلست إلى الحسن يعني البصري 7 سنين لم أخرم منها يوما واحدا. جرير he says رحمه الله I sat with الحسن البصري 7 years, I didn't miss one day of them, one day, even miss one day sit with him. وقال أبو حاتم الرازي: مشيت على قدمي في الطلب 1000 فرسخ. أبو حاتم الرازي the great imam, he says he walked on his feet 1000 farsakh, many hundreds and thousands of miles on his foot. We have cars, ya akhwan. Those who don't have cars, the bus is around. You can make a phone call, another brother can pick you up to come and attend the class of Tawheed, the class of Talatat Usul, the class of Kitab al Tawheed, the class of Arabic, and the class of Quran. قال محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري: مر بنا أحمد بن حنبل ونعلاه في يديه وهو يركض في دروب بغداد ينتقل من حلقة إلى حلقة. محمد بن إسماعيل he says once we saw Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal running and his sandals in his hand, not just in his feet, running. Where we're running to what? Going from circle of knowledge to another circle of knowledge. He don't want to miss anything. Once he finished from this one, he'll run before the other one finish. Some of us, man, we run from a store to another store, from a restaurant to another restaurant. If somebody says, man, subhanAllah, where you get that sandwich? Oh, from North Philly. Oh, this is North Philly? Okay, it's North Philly. West Philly. See you later, brother. He's in West Philly now. Forget about Asr prayer. He's in West Philly to check that sandwich. Yes, some people, they travel. They go to another state to check the menu. But like here, the durus and the class, this is what Salafiyya is, ya akhwan. That's what makes the difference. Knowledge. Sheikh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala continue by saying, Shu'ab ibn al-Hajjaj rahimahullah yaqulu fi hadith, he says in about one hadith, لو صح لي لكان أحب إلي من أهلي ومالي وولدي والناس يجمعين. Shu'ab ibn al-Hajjaj, somebody narrate to him a hadith in Iraq. He said, who narrated this hadith? He said, so and so. He said, where is it? He says, in Medina. He went to Medina and find the man. He said, where do you hear this hadith from? He says, from so and so. Where? In Mecca. So he traveled to Mecca. Remember that time, no planes, no trains, none of that. Not even a bike. And many of these people, they couldn't afford a camel or a horse, so they have to walk. Many of the ulama, they suffer. They go through a lot of hardship. Some of them, they urinate blood. Some, they drink their blood. As the ulama, they mentioned, they preserve it. They nothing. They're in the desert. Naam, ya akhwan, they went through a lot of hardship. And we, subhanAllah, these days, the knowledge is in your phone, man. Fatawa ibn Baz al-Albani, Sharuhat, the explanation of so many books. It's on your iPad, it's on notebook, it's on your phone, it's on the books. But we're lazy, man. Let us be honest. Let us be honest, ya akhwan, and recognize our problem. Laziness. We just want to sit back and chill, right? We want to relax. Or if you want to say you want to chillax, that's a combination between chilling and relaxing. People are chillaxing, man, you know? It's not the time to do that. It's time to learn the deen of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You gotta say, man, I gotta learn this. Man, that's what can make a difference. This is the deen of Allah. I can't just worship Allah based on what I think is right. You can't flip no coin when you come to this one. Now you wanna do it the right way, through knowledge. So when he went there after all of this trouble, he found out that the hadith is not sound. That's why he said, if this hadith was sound, that's more beloved to me than my wealth and my family. SubhanAllah. Hadith, one hadith. Another advice the Shaykh, he says, likewise, from the things that help you seeking knowledge, stay away from the things that keep you away from knowledge. Don't attach yourself to things that pull you away from the knowledge. Cut all those strings, all those ropes. Cut them loose, man.
You gotta cut these things, man. Somebody wanna seek knowledge, but still have so many things, so many plans. Man, choose the right plan, brother. Stick with it. That's the plan. He says, look, this is a priority. I gotta learn the deen. Especially if you're married and have children, because you're responsible of the family. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, protect yourselves and your families from a hellfire. How you protect them? You think you're going to stand at the hellfire and say, oh, those my people? It's not work like that. The ulama says it work right here in this dunya. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says, "Allimuhum wa addibuhum." How are you going to protect them from the fire? By teaching them the deen of Allah. And to teach them the good manners of Islam. That's why a lot of children, they're not going to learn until parents are taught. They're not going to learn anything. And the parents are ignorant. So we parents, we have to be really, because we're qudwa, we have to be a good example. The children, you don't have to sit down. If he see you studious, he's going to sit right next to you. If you play basketball, he's going to come and play basketball next to you. If you go running, he's going to run. But if you say, you can do all of that, yes, you can play basketball with your son, and you can run with him in the park, but you're going to tell your son, look, son, we do this, alhamdulillah, but look, the main thing is this one right here. You see this book, son? That's the book of Allah. That's the main book in this house. That's the book in all this house. All the other books that you see, this is number one. Then the books of a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, and the books of the deen of Allah. These are the books. Naam, they can play, they can run, but then they have to sit, they find time for them to learn the deen of Allah. قال وتحرص على الازدياد في العلم. Likewise, Sheikh Mukhbir rahimahu ta'ala, he says, you should always have in mind that, look, I gotta do better next time. Never be satisfied with what you have. When you come to the dunya and money, we know what to do. Those who have a million, they're like, man, I'm gonna see, how can I get 2 million? Very wrong. Though when he gets 2 million, he's like, man, I'm gonna get 10. Never satisfied. Well, we're gonna apply that in the deen of Allah. You learn something today, say, oh, that's not enough, man. I gotta learn more tomorrow. I'm gonna be serious. SubhanAllah, I came late today for the class. After half an hour, I missed a lot of knowledge. I'm gonna be early tomorrow. I read the Quran only 10 minutes today. And then you sit with yourself and do the math. Ask yourself questions, because you're gonna be asked. Say, what prevent me, man? I was reading and I put it down. It's a phone call. Was it really emergency? No, it wasn't. It wasn't. A friend came and called you, let's go here. Was it really better than reading the Quran? If he wasn't, so now say, look, man, I'm not gonna do that mistake again. I'm gonna read the book of Allah, and I'm gonna read the tafsir of my portion that I'm reading, and this is how I'm gonna, insha'Allah ta'ala, manage my time. Likewise, the Shaykh says another example, at-tawadu' lillah wa tarki at-takabbur. Says, you wanna excel in the knowledge? You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide you with knowledge, to bestow upon you understanding? Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Be modest. Leave alone, leave off and forsake arrogance and pride. You want to be students of knowledge? You have to humble yourself. You have to be modest. Can't be arrogant. Can't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. I will keep my ayats away from those who are arrogant on earth without right. Arrogant. They won't learn. وعن مجاهد رحمه الله أنه قال لا ينال العلم مستح ولا متكبر. مجاهد, one of the main students of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما ورحمه الله مجاهد, he says he does not learn the one who is shy and the one who is arrogant. They won't learn. Likewise, number six from the great benefits, or actually disadvices, that the Shaykh Al-Imam Muqbil رحمه الله تعالى is giving us, شكر العلماء الذين استفدت منهم والدعاء لهم والترحم عليهم. This from the etiquettes of the students of knowledge. Thank the scholars that you have learned from. Make dua for them. In your sujood, when you make dua, make dua for the ulama that we've been learning from? Do we make dua for them? Those who died, we ask Allah to forgive them, to bestow mercy upon them. Naam, ya ikhwan. We make dua for the ulama. We thank the ulama. Those amongst us who have the ability to contact the ulama, you express these feelings. We thank you, Shaykh. We want you to know that we appreciate. We appreciate what you do for us. You're busy, but still you find time for your brothers and your sisters, your sons and daughters in America, in the West in general. Jazakumullah khairan. We appreciate what you do. And we make dua for them in sujood, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve them, that Allah increase them in knowledge, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our noble scholars and keep them firm upon the sunnah. فقد روى أبو داود في سننه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. الشيخ mentioned the hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says he does not thank Allah the one who does not thank the people. And we do thank people when they give us a ride. We give thanks to people when they help us when we move. We do thank the people when they help us out. But these are the real help, يا أخوان, the ulama. They help us to understand the deen of Allah. They help us to understand tawheed, the aqeedah, the manhaj. Has it not been for Allah first and then the work of this ulama, me and you will be yet now. We'll be really on the path of destruction. But Allah wants good for us. And Allah has made it easy for us to be connected to the people of knowledge, the scholars. That's why we're yet now. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm on this path. That's why we have to thank Allah first and then thank our noble scholars. You go for Umrah and Hajj, stop by one of them and tell him, listen, Shaykh, alhamdulillah, please convey the message to the others, please, on my behalf. I don't know where they live, but alhamdulillah, we do appreciate what you do for us. Jazakumullah khairan, barakallahu fikum. كذلك البعد عن أهل البدع وكتبهم وعلماء السوء وكتبهم. Number 7, from the advices that the Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى, الإمام مقبل رحمه الله, has for the students of knowledge, to stay away from the people of bid'ah and innovations. Distance yourself, stay away from their books, stay away from the so-called scholars of evil, because they're scholars of evil, and stay away from their books. Naam, and this is a chapter, alhamdulillah, there is so many talks. Our noble scholars, they illustrate on this. They give us so many talks about the evil of innovations and the dangers of innovators. So we don't tamper with this one. We take it seriously. We stay away from innovators. And we stay away from their books. It's not for us to check what they have. No, we stay away from the innovators, we stay away from their books. We stay away from their websites, whether they are on YouTube clips, websites, blogs, whatever it is, we stay away from all of that. ثامنا الحرص على مجالسة الصالحين وأهل الفضل. This is the opposite of this. Sheikh says, and now you stay away from the innovators and their books, and then you have to find the time to spend with the righteous people, the people who are upon the path of a salaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Kahf, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And be patient with those. Exert patience to be with those who call upon their Lord in mornings and afternoons, seeking the face of Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah, subhanAllah. These are the people you have to be with. When you see somebody serious about the deen of Allah, wants to hold firm to the rope of Allah, these are your friends. These are your true companions. Someone who remind you, Akhi, it's time for Salat, let's go, man, we're late already. Not someone the Adhan is already called. He's like, come on, Akhi, let's chill, man. He's like, they ain't called the Qama yet. No, somebody's going to say, Akhi, we have nothing to do in these streets, man. Let's get out of here, man. Let's go to the masjid, go home and say, there ain't nothing in the streets. Nothing but evil. Go to your family. How you doing, man? You check on your parents lately? You spend some time with your folks? You check on them, see how they're doing? Is the person who's good for you? Did you listen to the last tape or CD or fatwa? And I don't forget one of our brothers, one of our elders. I'm not going to mention his name, but he knows who he is. And may Allah reward him, because he always, when I came to Philadelphia years ago, this brother, whom I love for the sake of Allah, is always to come and provide me with the latest tapes of Sheikh Muqbil. Oh, Muhammad, you listen to this? I said, no. Wait a minute. He make me a copy. Jazakallah khair. May Allah reward him and preserve him and his family. Hey, you have this book? No. Here is a copy. Allahu Akbar. I don't forget that. And may Allah reward him. Ameen. And we need to do the same thing. This is how knowledge is going to spread. We keep an eye for one another. Akhi, let's go to the masjid. Akhi, the class is coming. Make sure you find some time. And we encourage one another. And we call one another to that which is bring us good. Bring us peace of mind, tranquility, serenity, joy and happiness in this life. And the everlasting entertainment that Allah has prepared for the muttaqeen, paradise. And we should stay away from those people who waste our times. Otherwise we'll be very sour, regretful and sorrowful on Yawm al-Qiyamah, as Allah tells us in Surah Al-Furqan, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنْسَانِ خَذُولًا. The day when the zalim, the one who transgressed against himself, didn't accept the truth. A zalim, he will bite on his hands and say, whoa, have I taken a path with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Woe to me, have I not taken such and such a person as a close friend? They has caused me to deviate and go astray. After guidance has come to me. Guidance came to us, Ikhwan, Salafiyyah. The ulama, if you know the time they take from them, they're very busy and they find time for us. We have the haqq. But we have to be careful who we take as friends, who we spend a lot of time with. We have to take those people, as the Prophet ﷺ says, al-mar'u 'ala dini khalili, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. A person is in the religion of his closest friends. So let's every one of you be careful who he is taking as friends. And you know the hadith, as the Shaykh Muqbil mentioned, the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, on the authority of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. مثل الجليس الصالح والجليس السوء كحامل المسك ونافخ الكير. The Prophet ﷺ, he gave us an example. The righteous companion and the evil companion. What is the example? Like the one who sell perfumes and misk and the blacksmith. As the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, the one who sells misk, whether he give you a gift or you buy from him, if you buy something good that smells good, or at least being around him, you're going to smell good. Once you leave his company, you smell good. That's a righteous person. A wicked person, man, it's like the one who walk around the fire. If he doesn't burn your throat, you go back home, stinks. And people, they stink, man, through these attitudes, decisions, statements they make, the corruption they spread. When somebody spends some time with the righteous people who fears Allah and obedient to Allah, and what's on their mind is the fear of Allah and obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person go home, subhanallah, nice. His wife, she's like, where you come from? Because he's happy. She's like, and the dinner is gonna be late. Don't worry about it, sis. Dinner. He don't even want to eat because he already have enough food, the real food for the soul and the heart. He don't care about no spaghetti, no salad, no chicken, man. He has the real food, the soul, has enough nutrients. It doesn't matter now. He eats a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a lobster. Doesn't matter to him. Anything to put in his mouth and that's it. Why? Because he's happy, joyful. And he treats his wife nicely. He treats his children nicely. Not like someone who spent time with people, guess what, guess this, guess that. Did you hear that this guy did this? And backbiting, fitna makers, and this. And he goes home, his heart is dark. The wife said, Salaamu Alaikum. He said, what's going on with you? What's wrong with you? I said, listen, because he's like that, his heart. Dhulma, darkness, wal'iyadu billah. We have to be careful, ya akhwan. You gotta spend time with those who their hearts and their minds are on the Akhirah. Like our brother Farid Abdullah used to say, those who have their eyes on the prize, paradise. So the Shaykh says, so therefore, ya akhwan, stay away from the Hizbiyat, the Mubtadi'a. Anybody who's not upon the path of a Sahaba, the path of the Salaf, not just by claim, but also through actions, through statements, not just claim Salafi, but they own something else. Yeah, subhanAllah. Now you gotta be Salafi and prove it. In your life, in your home, not just in Yawm al-Jumu'ah Salafi. What about Saturday? Hang in South Philly? Or somewhere else, North Philly, whatever it is, away from the masjid, away from the Muslims, hanging in some shady corners, dark alleyways. Now, Salafiyyah is this. Salafiyyah, subhanAllah, is in your life, in the masjid, you're a Salafi. At home, at work. Why are you driving, man? In the way you drive, you're going to like, look, I'm going to do what is right and what is pleasing to Allah, subhanAllah. Your behavior, your manners, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you eat, the way you talk to others, your elders, how you respect them. Your wife, because he wants to be amongst the best of the people, don't you? And that's what the Prophet ﷺ says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ. The best of you are those who are best of their wives. You gotta be nice to your children. You gotta treat your parents with dignity and with respect. But you need the fuel for this, man. Where you get it? You need to get charged. It's like this battery right here, this cell phone. If you don't charge it, I say, it's not just you have the tools and the charger and you plug it and leave it for 10 hours. No, you gotta check the outlet. Is it working or not? If it's not working, you ain't get no juice. And if you get no that, it ain't gonna work. Likewise, you don't just sit there, oh, listening. No, who are you listening to? What are you getting? Where is the information? It's very important for us, Ikhwan. It's very important. The Shaykh says, stay away from Hizbiyat, from the Mubtadi'ah, like Jama'at al-Ikhwan al-Muslimin. Stay away from them. But you need to know who they are. Because Jama'at al-Ikhwan, it's not like they have a certain code of dress. You know, gangs in here, red against blue or yellow. Or, no, you need to know how they work. What is their principles? What is the principle that they found their aqidah and their manhaj upon that opposes the manhaj of the Salaf? So that when they call you to that, you say, oh, that's the red flag right there. No, I can't go with you, man. Stay away from Jama'at al-Tabligh. Because they're going to come to you nice and say, Alhamdulillah, brother, inshallah, again, this. No, once they tell you, well, let's go, where? Wisconsin. What's in Wisconsin? We're going to call to Allah. Okay, we finish West Philly, all of it, and South Philly to go to Wisconsin? Why can't we give da'wah here in Philly? Okay, how are you going to do this da'wah? Oh, we're going to do it 3 days. Who says who? Then they you know. So you do it for yourself first. It's not about like establishing the proof like some people. No, do it to save yourself from fitan. You don't go with Jama'at al-Tabligh. You don't go with the Irhabiyun, the Khawarij, the Ahbash. And you need to know these people, these deviant groups and sects that they are in your area, in your town. You need to know who they are. And alhamdulillah, the information is available so that you can stay away from them and help others from your brothers to stay away from them. Tasi'an al-muhafada ala al-waqt wa-s-siha. Sheikh also, look at his advice. He said, you have to preserve your time and your health. Because you want to seek knowledge, you're going to preserve these two. Your time. And you have to preserve your health as well. And he mentioned the hadith that is Sahih al-Bukhari. On the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِرٌ مِنَ النَّاسَ الصِّحَّةَ وَالْفَرَاحَ. There are two favors of Allah, two bounties of Allah many people are not using properly. They're not paying attention to how precious these bounties are. Whereas sihha, health. Some people, they're healthy and they don't take advantage of that. This is a great ni'mah from Allah. And al-faragh, having some time. Some people, they have time and they don't know what to do. They're like, man, let's kill some time. You want to be a murderer now? You want to kill some time? You kill no time, man. You can't kill time. You got to find the right way to do with your time. Read some Quran. Spend some time with good brothers. Yes, like we said, you can play some basketball with the good brothers. When they shoot the ball, they say, Allahu Akbar. When you make a mistake, they say, don't worry about it, ya akhi. Alhamdulillah, say la ilaha illallah. When somebody trip and fail, they say Allahu Akbar, ya akhi. Say Alhamdulillah. And when they see somebody don't know how to play, they're like, no, that's in my team. That's my brother, man. It's not like, man, I don't want him. No, this is the same brother. I don't want him in my team. He ain't no good. No, you're going to pray Asr with him after that. If we forget that, we go to play in a ball. No, I don't want him. That's not my team. And then what you say? You're going to pray with him Maghrib, man. So, subhanAllah, that's your brother. That's only a game. You're good in basketball, but you're not good in Quran. So which one is which now? Okay, you be patient with him in that, which is not even that important for us anyway. And he's going to be patient with you to teach you the Quran he know. See how it works? Which one is more important now? Basketball or learning the Quran? Okay? I want to share with you a statement of Al-Imam Al-Busti. This Imam Al-Busti, he died in the year 400 of the Hijrah. He has lines of poetry. These are poems, very nice, in the raqa'iq, the softening of the hearts. And one of them he says, فَأْتَنِي بِنَفْسِكَ وَاسْتَكْمِلْ فَضَائِلَهَا فَأَنْتَ بِالنَّفْسِ لَا بِالْجِسْمِ إِنْسَانُ. اعْتَنِي بِنَفْسِكَ وَاسْتَكْمِلْ فَضَائِلَهَا فَأَنْتَ بِالنَّفْسِ لَا بِالْجِسْمِ إِنْسَانُ. He says, take good care of your soul. Purify it. Because you are a human being because of your soul, not because of your body. Not because of your body that you're a human being, but rather because of your soul. And you see, some of us, we spend a lot of time, man, a lot of energy, time, money, working in our bodies, right? Right or wrong? Working many hours, man. Some brothers, they have a gym in the basement. Those who don't have a basement, they have it in the courtyard. Those who don't have it in the courtyard, they have it in the... Some even, they have it in their bedroom. They don't have no basement, no room. The wife, she's like, are you really bringing this? Yeah, I'm bringing that. I need it. Trust me, sis. I need that. Leave that bench in there, please. Is it in your way? Oh, no. All right, leave it like that. The brother, he want a bench. All right? It's okay. But what is the soul? Are we spending the same thing? Are we bringing something in our bedroom so that my soul grow with my body? The body is growing, but the soul is nothing? Weak? Ah. Person benching what? How much? I don't know. You see me, I don't do that. What is the best? What is the 300? Oh, 500. MashaAllah. 500. But can that same person who push up or bench or whatever you say the terms, I'm jahil in those things. Person, he bench and press, I don't know, 500 pounds, but a little fitna of a half pound come to him, he can push it away. He busts him down. Because the soul is not ready, man. The soul is not ready. Look at Ibn Uthaymeen. You've seen Ibn Uthaymeen before? He was a small guy in his body, but his soul, subhanAllah. Hey, na'am. Na'am, this doesn't mean that when we say, look, man, it's haram to work out. No, we're not saying that. Unless if you go to Planet Fitna. You know the Planet Fitness? You have it in here? That's a Planet Fitna, by the way. Right or wrong? Hey, na'am. Ain't no fitness about that one. That's a fitna. You gotta go there. Women, all a'udhu billah. Men, a'udhu billah too. From them. And what fitness are you doing, man? He's like, that's a fitna. Planet fitna. That's how I call it. I hope they don't sue me on that one. That's what it is, man. And you don't go to those places, ya akhi. Yeah, I'm just going to close my eyes. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to bump to something, man. Stay away from those things. Go to the park, akhi. Do some jumping jacks, some soap on bikes, some cherry pickers or whatever they call them, and do some running, some push-ups, take some weight, 2-3 brothers, work. Somebody has some space, alhamdulillah, a basement or whatever, a garage, make it available for your brothers. They come, alhamdulillah, they work out, but protect your hearts. Now you want to get muscles in your shoulders and chest, but what about your heart? Heart is weak. You got to protect your heart. Your heart has to be sound. So don't go to those places. And if somebody is going to those places, don't go. That's a fitna. It is a fitna, ya akhwan. Big fitna, wal'iyadu billah. Destroy the akhlaq, the manners, the haya, the shyness. And it brings evil to the house. Ayna, we're going to stop. We're going to close that window right there. Al-ihtimam bil-lughah al-arabiyya. Number 10, the Shaykh, he says, students of knowledge, you have to learn Arabic. Can't be students of knowledge in the deen of Allah in English. Because the deen of Allah is in Arabic, ikhwan, the Quran, the Hadith. While you're learning Arabic, yes, you go to English, alhamdulillah, read the Noble Quran, listen to the classes that are translated by our noble brothers who are known to the ulama. It's very important now. It's not anybody, man. Anybody can talk about the deen of Allah. You gotta be careful now. You gotta be careful who's talking. Before you listen to anybody, say, who's this brother? Anyone from the ulama said he can talk? If you find nobody talk about him, ask. If they says, we don't know this guy, majhul lana, he's not known to us. So don't rally behind him for what? This is the deen of Allah. You wanna take it, as Muhammad ibn Sirin, he said, inna hada al-ilma deen. This knowledge is the deen of Allah. Those days are over. They must be gone, man. Just my men. We go to way back together. Are you still want to go back? You want to make a progress forward? You want to make forward with the deen of Allah. You learn Arabic? Alhamdulillah. Listen to Ibn Baz, Albani, Al-Uthaymeen, and many of our noble scholars. Listen to them. You don't know Arabic? Now you want to listen to someone who connects you to the scholars. Not just someone because he's my man, my this and that. La, you got to be careful now. Ask. There's a lot of people now that are just in there for so many reasons. But you got to ask the ulama, ya Shaykh, who we take now? So take from this person, and that's what you want to do. And make dua for those brothers. And ask Allah to preserve them and protect them. And be serious so that you can be one of them one day. As you know, the dua to Salafiyyah, they're very few, ya akhwan. And we have, it's sad sometimes you go to some masjid, Salafi masjid, one person who can lead the salat, one person who give the khutbah, and if he's not there, man, that's it. It's a big problem. Who's going to give the khutbah now? See? Now we have to learn, we have to be serious. We need to have at least 10, 20 people in our masjid ready to lead the salat, tarawih. 10, 20, 30, 40 people ready to give the khutbah. Give the khutbah, Abdullah. I'm got it. Alhamdulillah. And he stand up there and give the khutbah, the real khutbah. He stand up there and lead the salat. But this needs work. It can't be done. Yes. And we go back to the example. Those who bench 500. How they start? Where they start, akhi? Where they start? Those who bench like press 500. Where they start at? At 450? They start at 10, 15. And but they get like cramps, right? Sore muscle. What they do? They give up? They thought about it. They're like, man, this is hard. But somebody told him, akhi, yes, it's hard now. It's going to be nice later on. Just then 2 weeks, he get harder, right or wrong. And then he's like, that man is lying to me, man. He says he's going to get better. And he's harder. He's all beat up, can't walk. But if they be straight and keep to it, couple months, It's not likewise knowledge. It's going to be difficult in the first time. Keep in mind, the shaitan is going to tell you, come on, man, he's 45 now. That bus is gone. No, he's not gone. The bus is there. We don't see him. Still waiting for us. All right? You might not be in the front seat, but there is a seat for you. And you want to sit in there and get what you can. You get what you can. And do it for yourself. You're not doing it so you want to be the imam. You want to be your name on the flyers. You want to be so kulan, fulan, I don't know what. You do it for Allah. And you're doing this with a good intention. That's the implementation. Because you don't know if you're going to see another day. You don't know if you're going to hear the next adhan. And you're doing it with this intention. Knowledge, Arabic, ya akhwan. He said, seek Arabic. Arabic language. والرحلة في طلب العلم. Yes. You can travel, go ahead and travel. You cannot have the intention. Have the idea in you, I gotta travel. Start saving money. It's like someone who really have a bad car, but he wants a nicer car. What they start doing? They start saving. Some people, they get another job. Some people start selling hot water in the hot days. People are like, what are you doing that? He don't know. They don't know what he's doing it until he starts driving a nice car. They're like, where you get that from? Yeah, he was working hard for it. Likewise, ya akhwan, we work hard. We work hard, barakallahu fikum. Those who can travel to seek knowledge, they do it. Those who cannot, they have the good intention, insha'Allah ta'ala. Al-ibti'ad anil jadal. Another very important, the Shaykh says, why are you learning? Stay away from controversial. The other? Naam. The last advice the Shaykh mentioned says stay away from jadal. Stay away from arguing. If you don't understand the matter, be patient. Ask. That's how matters are dealt with. Ask the person who's conducting the class nicely. Wait with adab, with good manners. Look in the hadith of Jibreel. Jibreel alayhi salam, who came in the form of a man. He didn't ask away over there. No, he came and sit with the adab. As Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, when he explained the hadith, he said, this is the students of knowledge, they learn from this, the etiquettes of sitting in the gathering of knowledge, the etiquettes of asking questions with manners. Have to have good manners. And if that brother who's giving the class says, ya akhi, I was just reading what the Shaykh says, Allahu A'lam, give me some time, couple of days, I will make a phone call. Alhamdulillah. Stay away from controversial things. We don't argue, akhi, is this ikhtilaf. No. Learn the basics. Take from the ulama. But if you don't understand something, somebody already, Allah has given them the understanding of it. Okay? Because people are not on the same level. Shaykh Abdul Rahman Al-Adani, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he has a beautiful advice. He says, Himmatu Salaf fi Talab Al-Ilm. A nice lecture about our Salaf. These are the Salaf that we're trying to follow their example. What did they do, subhanAllah? It's amazing. It's amazing when you look at their biography, what they do with their days and their nights. SubhanAllah, it's amazing. And then he says, after he mentioned a lot of good things about our Salaf, he says, فَالَّذِي يَنْقُصُنَا إِخْوَانِ فِي اللَّهِ هِيَ الْهِمَّ الْعَالِيَةِ وَالْحِرْصَ عَلَى الْوَقْتِ وَلَوْ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ وَلَوْ لَمْ يُرْزَقْ مِنَ الذَّكَاءِ مَا يُرْزَقُهُ غَيْرُهُ لَكِنْ جَدَّ وَاجْتَهَدَ وَاسْتَمَرْ فَإِنَّهُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَصِلُ إِلَى حَصِيلَةٍ. He says, look, where are we lacking at now? He says, we're lacking, ya ikhwan, in determination. Being serious, we have to be serious, we have to be determined, we have to have the zeal to seek knowledge. If we have this, and we have to preserve our time and utilize it in a way that is beneficial for us, he said, if we do this, he said, by Allah, you don't have to have a like big memory like the memory of Imam al-Bukhari or Tirmidhi or Ibn Majah or Ibn Khuzaymah or Abu Hatim or Abu Zur'a al-Razi. He says, even though you may not
have a good memory, but with persistence and consistence, and you're determined, you gotta get some knowledge, inshallah. Ayna'am. You wanna keep on it and doing it, and you keep coming to the class. Na'am, yes, it's true. Some people, they read a surah, alhamdulillah, surah al-duha, they read it 3 times, that's it. Okay, mashallah. Al-Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, in Sharh al-Sunnah, Imam al-Barbahari, he has a point. أن العقل منة من الله وهدية. That the عقل intellect is a gift from Allah. And the people, they are not in the same level. Sheikh Fawzan, when he explained this point, he says the people, they are not in the same level when it comes to intellect. It's the same way, you're not in the same level. Some people are taller than others. And some people, they have more money than others. And some people, they have more children than others. And some people, yes, they can memorize faster than others. But still, you can still memorize, man. If it doesn't take you, if it takes you more than 3 times, do 5 times. Do 10 times. Do 20 times. 100 times. But being consistent. Being consistent. Ayna am barakallahu fikum. He says an example, Imam al-Bukhari, Imam al-Dunya. People, they were puzzled with his memory. His great memory. So much information, many benefits, the fiqh he extracts from the ahadith. And then the people, they start like, maybe he took some medication, he drank something, he must drink something, he ate something. People, they're like, man, he has some dawa. They says maybe he drinks some juice or some formula, that's why he has all this strong memory. He told them, no man, he has nothing to do with no formula. He has to do with persistence, consistency, repetition. He has to be spend a lot of time with it. Subhanallah. That's what it is. Spend a lot of times with it. Al-jidd wal-ijtihad wal-istimrar ta'ti al-nata'ij. Being serious, work hard, and do it all time. That's success, right there. In any field, not just in this deen. In your business, do the right things in the right time and work hard, you will see benefits, inshallah ta'ala. فَالْعِلْمُ إِذَا أَعْطَيْتَهُ كُلَّكْ مَا أَعْطَكَ إِلَّا بَعْدًا. And keep in mind, this knowledge, if you give him all of your life and time, he give you a little bit of it. Little bit of knowledge. What if we, those who give a little bit of our time to the knowledge, and we want a lot, a bunch of it? Some people, Ikhwan, and he mentioned the Shaykh, he said, he was talking about them. He says, some of us, he says, they study 5 hours a day and spend like 9-10 hours something else, like just with their friends and talking. He said, how are they going to get knowledge? Look, these people, they spend in 5 hours, by the way. How many hours we spend here? We have a class of 50 minutes and still people say that's too much. But he's saying where they at in Yemen, they were spending, he says, a student of knowledge spent 5 hours and 9 hours not doing anything, and he said he wants to excel in knowledge. He says, la, you got to spend a lot of time learning and applying what you learn too in your life, at home, with your children, teaching it, sharing it. And this is how we're going to, alhamdulillah, see a big difference. Once again, ya akhwan, jazakum Allah khairan. Salafiyya is a knowledge base. And we have to learn this deen of Allah. And we have to take advantage that the ulama, alhamdulillah, they find it from their time to teach us. We have so much material. We have a lot of materials, ya akhwan. For the throughout these years, we have a lot of material, alhamdulillah, for us. All we have to do is to dig into those materials. Find some time. You gotta have a program, man. Have a schedule for yourself. Monday I'm gonna do this. Tuesday I'm gonna do this. Have a curriculum. Be persistent. Be consistent. Let us help one another. Let us be consistent of learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.